After advancing through the committee process, a bill requiring minors seeking an abortion to obtain parental consent goes before the full Florida House on Wednesday. WGCU's John Davis reports.
Florida statute already includes a parental notification requirement for minors seeking an abortion, and Republican Representative Aaron Grawl's bill would take that a step further by requiring approval from parents or a legal guardian. During a stop in Naples last week, Governor Ron DeSantis said he's not familiar with the specifics of the legislation, but that he supports it.
If it's for minors to have parental, I want parental. I think that's good policy. I haven't seen the particulars of the bill, but I've always supported that.
The bill carves out limited circumstances under which a minor could receive a court waiver for parental consent in cases of abuse. But even then, a judge would have to rule that a minor seeking an abortion is, quote, sufficiently mature. Executive Director of the Florida Alliance of Planned Parenthood Affiliates, Laura Goodhue, says that's one of the reasons she thinks this bill is simply about restricting access to abortion and not about the welfare of pregnant minors.
There's no law that says the young person must be mature enough to make a decision about her giving birth and becoming a parent. In fact, a parent does not have to consent if a person under 18 decides to continue her pregnancy. So the alternative is forced pregnancy and forced birth for minors.
A Senate version of the bill narrowly passed its first committee stop last week on a party line vote. It would still need to be approved by two more committees before reaching the Senate floor. John Davis, WGCU News.